Okay, let's get into Sota Daf Mem Zayin as we head towards the end of this Masechta. And we are on the bottom line of Mem Vav Mabez and these very large Dafim relating to different issues of Egla Arufa. The Mishnah had told us, continuing the process of Egla Arufa, what happens, and we got into Levaya, accompaniment outside of city, because that's what the Zakenim have to do. Yeah, they have to say, Yadena lo shafchu as adam hazeh, and that's what the Gemara said, if somebody does not do Levaya's oreach outside the house, ki'ilu shofech damim, the Rambam, it says that Levaya is greater min hakol, that's the Rambam Hilchos Avel and Perek Yudalid, and all the different details. Along those lines, right before the end of the daf, we brought up the story of Elisha, who came to the city, which had only bitter water. He sweetened it, he went out of the city, he had no levaya, and a terrible tragedy happened. A bunch of little kids started cursing him, started making fun of him and scoffing him and being very upset, because the Gemara says they had used to have their panasa from bringing water, and they had other chataim related to them, as the Gemara said, and he ended up cursing them, and that's when the bears came out and killed some of them. So the Gemara relates that to Levaya, because if there would have been, had been other people there, then it wouldn't have happened. The kids wouldn't have started up, and Elisha wouldn't have done it, v'chulu. So now let's go to the bottom line. Vateitzena shtayim dubim min hayar. So still continuing the story that was brought up, two bears came out of the forest, vativakana mehem arba'im v'shnei yiladim, and a number of children were killed, rachmana litzlan. Rav Shmuel, chad amar neis v'chad amar neis betoch neis. Machlokas, how many miracles were there? Was it one miracle that bears appeared where there were no bears, or there were two miracles, a double miracle? There was no forest there either. So it was the bears and the forest. Ma damar neis ya'ar have dubim lo have. The one who says there was a neis, there was a forest there, but there were no bears living there, and Elisha created the bears. Ma damar neis betoch neis lo ya'ar have lo dubim have. There wasn't a yar, there wasn't dubim. V'levi dubim v'lo, and therefore the forest was created also. V'levi dubim v'lo levi yar. What do you have to create the forest for? Just create the bears, and there's no forest. Dibbeisi. No, because you need the forest, dibbeisi, because they would be scared. Who are we talking about? Who would be scared? So this is a machlokas between Rashi and the Marsha. Rashi says, who would be scared? The kids would have been, the bears would have been scared, because after a bear attacks, he always wants shelter and protection. So without the forest, he wouldn't have acted in the same ferocious way, and therefore, that's why the forest was created. Right? Rashi says on top, because animals act normally if they have their normal protection and the place where they feel most comfortable. That's Rashi. It's relates a little bit to the different pshatim given on the pasuk and parshas Va'era. By the Makkah of Arov, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to send you the Arov in all of your houses. Umalu vate mitzrayim es ha'arov v'gam ha'adama asher heim aleha. The Arov will fill the Bati Mitzrayim, and what does the Pasuk say? V'gamo adam ha'shem aleh, also the ground that is that they are on. So what does that mean? So you might just say this means they filled the ground of Mitzrayim. But others say that it somehow is connected to the ground of where the animals usually are. So two different pshatim given. The Vilna Gaon says maybe this is a reference to an animal that is attached to the ground. It says all the wild animals are going to be there. So there's an animal that's called the Yidoni, which is referred to in Maseches Kilayim, in Paraches, and the fact that all the wild animals have to be there, including the Yidoni, means that Hashem had to do the nes of the miracle of creating the ground that the Yidoni is connected to in order to have the Yidoni Mitzrayim too. That's one idea they see from the Vilna Gaon. But another pshat, some of the Mefarshim suggest, is that the Arov is there, but they'll only be very ferocious if their habitats are also there. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Arov, he also created the habitats, so they would act in their normal, comfortable way, and attack the Mitzrayim. So that is all, though, Rashi, that the Be'isi here is talking about the bears. If you look on the Marsha here suggests that if the forest wouldn't have been there, and only the bears, right, that was the question, but Levi Duma Levi Yar, let the bears, so then Be'isi, the kids wouldn't have acted in that way. Says the Marsha, let me just find it, Lohai Ilu, Lohai Yar, Vahadubim, Ayabonim Lakan, Hayuaktadim, Niv Asin, Kshayuran, Meirachal, Gadubim, they would have seen the bears from afar. They would have been able to run away and save themselves, or they would have been scared in the first place to start up with Elisha. But you know, once the forest was there, so then it was hidden, and there was no place to run. Good. The question is asked by the Achronim, though. So why couldn't Hashem create, and through Elisha, obviously using his powers, why couldn't the bears be created that wouldn't be scared, going back to Rashi's shot, that wouldn't be scared, and they would still attack? No, what's the, Hashem could do that. You don't need the forest. So the answer given, maybe based on that, idea from the Makkah of Arba as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does Nisim, he likes to, so to speak, kaviyachol, be mema'it them, and to minimize the nes in most circumstances. Obviously, Kriyas Yamsuf, you might say, is the most unminimized miracle. It's unbelievable. But the Ramban writes, that's not true. The Ramban says, if you look in the Psukim, in Parshas B'Shalach, how is it described? Vayet Moshe's yado al hayam. Moshe lifts up his hand. Vayolach Hashem es hayam baruach kadim azaz, a very strong east wind that comes, and it blows. Not like the Medrash that we had a couple of daf ago. 2 weeks ago, where we had the Yehuda was Bakadi Shein Shamayim Benigla, that was not Shabbat Aminadav. Okay, that's the Gemara. But in the Psukim it says the wind blew, says the Ramban. Hayah haratzon lefanav yisbarach, levakeh hayam beruach kadim, miyabeshes, sheyeira eh, ki ilu haruach yamachareves. To make it seem it's as if the wind's doing it. Kenyan shakasuv, yavo kadim ruach Hashem, viyavash mikaro, viyechare mayano. Make it appear like that. Ki ba'avur zeh chashvu. So people might think, ulay aruach sham hayom lecharava. V'lo yad Hashem astazos. Maybe to keep people having their bechira chashis, but Hashem wants to minimize it. Ba'avur Yisrael. Sha'af al pi she'en aruach bokas hayom l'gzarim. Lo samu libam gam lazos. Even though wind doesn't usually do this, but they don't focus on that. Ubo acharem mirov tavasam. One of the most amazing psukim that the Mitzriim just followed in. And they chased after Am Yisrael into the water. That is the Ramban, but that's the message here. Yes, there are going to be bears, but to minimize the nes, create the forest also, so that they will be able to act comfortably in their natural habitat. Period. Am Rabbi Chanina. Bishvil Arba Advarim, so a little bit more, Arboim, a little bit more relating to this story of Elisha. And then we'll get back to other, related issues. Am Rabbi Chanina, Bishvil Arbaim, Mushnaim Karbano, Shegrib Balak, Ben Moav, in the Schus, because Balak gave 42 Karbanos in the process of trying to get Bilam to be able to curse Am Yisrael, because he gave those, Huvku Mi Yisrael, Arboim, Mushnaim Yiladim. There was some effectiveness. Some effectiveness, even though obviously he was out to curse, but he still brought karbanos. He brought karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to win favor. So because of that, that somehow touched the 42 children. The Ian Yaakov says maybe it connects to the fact that Bilam was picking up on the tznius of Am Yisrael, and that's why they were Baruch. And remember, Elisha said, what about these children? It was that their mothers became impregnated on Yom Kippur, right? So these were the opposite, and therefore there was some type of effect that happened to these children. So, Hufku Yisrael, Arba Mishmani Yaladim. So, Aini, is that really true? Is that really true? That was the schar of Balak. V'yam Rav Yudam Arav, Olam Yasak Ladim Atar V'mitzvah Zavavisha Lo Lishma. As Rav says, right, it comes up many different places. We had it even earlier in this Masechta, right? A person should be even shalolishma, shemitok shalolishma balishma, even shalolishma kalit lishma, shebischar. Where do you see someone who did something shalolishma? You see right here, shebischar abo mishnayim karbanos, shikriv balak ben moav, but through the reward for the 42 karbanos that Balak gave, zacha v'yatzam imenu rus, he was zacha to have a descendant of rus, sheyatzam imenu shlomo. That Shlomo came out, Shakasa Bay, Aleph Olos, Yalla Shlomo. Shlomo Melech gave 1,000 Olos. Alright, so the beginning, when he started his Malchus, the beginning of Malachim Aleph, he gave many Karbanos. V'yamar Yosi Ben Choni, Rus, Bito, Shal Eglon, Beno, Shal Balakaisa. So Ruk was the grandson, granddaughter, or at least the descendant. So what do you mean that the Schar of the Karbanos was the fact that some Jews died? It was the fact that he had Rus. Answer, ta'avaso mi'ala kalahave. Yes, the positive reward was that he had Rus, but he still wanted a curse, and therefore this curse was effective in that spot. And the Karanora also connects it to the Matovu and the Tznius to be able to have an effect. Tosas writes in Psachim and elsewhere, that even though the Gemara here says, mitok shalolishma balishma salo olam, a person should be osik batorva mitzvos, even shalolishma, it doesn't apply to all shalolishma. Because therefore, Tosas points out on Daf Nun in Mesechus Psachim that the Gemara in Brachos has a different message about being osik shalolishma. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin says, kol osik batorah shalolishma noach lo shalonivra. It's better if he wouldn't have been created. So what do you mean? La'olam yaso gadam torah mitzvos. V'yomer Ri explains Tosfos in the name of the Ri. Tahasa mayri kagon shalomid kedei lehisyaher. Ula kanter ula kapeach es chaveirav bahalacha. There's two types of lolishma. The one type of lolishma, which is in order to act haughty and to cause problems. Totally shalolishma. I want to cause problems to the Torah world. That's why I'm learning, in order to be able to pervert the Torah. Ve'eno lo min amanas lasos. So that's really shalolishma. But other cases where somebody's just, you know, not in the mood, so that's a shalolishma that has merit. It is interesting. So Balak is in the better shalolishma. Balak was trying to curse Am Yisrael with these karbanos. It's interesting that is what the Gemara here brings that as an example of la'olam yasok. You tell Balak that he did the right thing. A little difficult application, but either way, that is what is said in the Gemara. The Egle Tau, we mentioned this before, the Egle Tau points out that when the Rambam writes this chazal of Yasok Patar Shalolishma, he does not say what we have, La'olam Yasok Adam Patar Uva Mitzvos, B'yavah B'shalolishma. When the Rambam writes this in Hilchas Tam Torah, and in Hilchas Tshuva, he writes, La'olam Yasok Adam Batora Shalolishma. Shemitok Shalolishma Balishma. He leaves out Mitzvos. Ask the Egle Tal in the Hakdama, you know, why did he leave out Mitzvos? And it's very difficult to say that he didn't have the Girsa. Very difficult to say that. You know, he quotes a number of smuchim that Mistama the Rambam had the Girsa. So what is it? So why didn't the Rambam leave it out? So he suggests, based on the Rambam's other shita, the Rambam Paskins, he quotes, this is a major machlokas, stira in all different Rambams, but let's assume that he says the Rambam holds mitzvos tsrichos kavana. For mitzvos, you need kavana. Machlokas tano, machlokas amara, machlokas rishonim, machlokas in psak. But the Rambam, he says, Paskins bisos tsrichos kavana. But if you look in Hilchas Matzah, if somebody forces you to eat matzah, you're yotze. Why? The Ran explains, because there's hana. There's hana'ah. Hana'ah substitutes for kavana. Even though mitzvah srichas kavana, if you have physical hana'ah, so that is enough. And the Ran says that you also have to buy averus. Misasik by chalavim v'arayos chayiv shekeinen. If somebody's misasik by arayos or non-kosher food, so it's going to count. V'chanami, says the Egle Tal. But mitzvah shenene ba'asiyasa yotze afilu below kavana. So that is the explanation of the Rambam. So explains the Egle Tal based on what he said earlier in the piece there. By learning Torah, there's automatic hana, right? Even though mitzvos lav lahedosin nu, that only applies by other mitzvos, but by Talmud Torah, as he develops the idea at length there in the Hakdama, there is hana. Hana is part of a crucial element. That's why in Ovel can't learn Torah. That's why we can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av v'chulu. And therefore, that's why Dafka la'olam. The Rambam only paskin shalol lishma if you're going to have some type of substitute for kavana. So what's the substitute? By Torah, you have the substitute. It's the hana that you get that could substitute. And therefore, that's why the Rambam only paskins it by Torah. But by mitzvos, he rejects it because mitzvah srichas kavana. And maybe according to the Rambam, you should not do a mitzvah shalol lishma. Right, because you need kavana for the mitzvah. Okay, we continue. So we spoke about Balak v'cholu, a little more about the story of Elisha. Vayomru, anshei ha'ir el Elisha, the people of the city said to Elisha, this is earlier when he first came, hinena moshav ha'ir tov, kasher adoni ro'eh, you see that we're in a nice city, but the psukim continue, v'hamayim ra'im v'aretz mishakalas. Right, the water is bad, the land is like an eretz ochelos yoshveha. So help us out, says the Gemara. V'chem yachar demayim ra'im, the eretz mishakelas, elamato vasa. What do they start off by saying? Oh, it's a great land, but we have these problems. The water is no good, the eretz is mishakelas. What good is it? Says the Marsha, the mayim, water, is the basic need of any city. So if you don't have mayim, good water, so what good is it? Amar Rebbe Chanin, chein makom al yoshvav. People are always comfortable and proud of their community. So it's chein makom al yoshvav, they've been there, they like it, so this is, you can't take that away from them, even if it doesn't make sense, even though it's not logical. People are comfortable in the neighborhood, and therefore, there too. Amar Rebbe Yochanan, shlosha chinosein. There's really three cheins. What is chein? Something that finds favor in the eyes of another. Right, Eve, it's emotional, and it's not rational. What are they? Chein makom al yoshvav. Often, you know, it's where we're comfortable, where we live, even though it might not be the best place. Chein isha, and these are general. You know, you might have somebody who wants to move away eventually, but this is in general. Chein isha abayla, a wife on a husband, chein mekach al mekcho, and the chein of a mekach, you bought something on the person who bought it, or al lokcho. Right, these last two are connected elsewhere. If you remember the Gemara of Ketz Amaraktim, the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara is a machlokas between Beishamai and Beisila, Ketz Amaraktim for the Akala, what song do you sing? Beishamai says, Kala Kamoshehu. You have to find something specifically beautiful about the Kala and sing about that. But you can't lie. And we don't pass it like Beishamai, right? Go to any wedding. Beis Hillel Omrim Kala, no, Eva Chasuda. The Kala is beautiful. And Beishamai says to Beis Hillel, how can you say that if she's a Chigeres or a Suma? Omrim lo Kala, no, Eva Chasuda. The Torah says, Midrash Sheket Tirchok. What does Beis Hillel say back? Amalem Beis Hillel Beishamai. L'divreichem. Mi shalokach mekach ram and ashok. If somebody bought something from a store, yishabchenu be'enav or yiganenu be'enav. Are you going to say great deal or are you going to say, oh, you got ripped off? The guy already bought it. You're going to say, oh, great, wonderful, amazing. Havayom yishabchenu be'enav. So too here, says Beis Hillel. Mikan amru chachamim lo'olam te'idaito sh'adam u'revas amabriyos. So you see in that Gemara, Mekach and Isha are connected. And that's the three chains here. The Mekach Alokho, the Isha Abayla, and the neighborhood on the people who live there. So too, that's what they were proud of that, of what they had. Good. Tana Rabbana. Shlosha, Chalo, and Chola, Elisha. Elisha got sick three times. After this, he got sick as a punishment. What Echad Shagira Dubin Bitinokos, even though he was a Navi, but for his level, you know, he was punished. One, he was Megara the bears, but the Tinokos, he was punished for that. Why was he punished for that? Right, they were scoffing him, and we just explained how he saw all these things in them. So why was he punished? So explains the Ben Yehoyada, still. He could have killed them, but not in the way that he did. And they would have dropped. And that's what he should have done. He should have given him this Misa Mishuna with bears. So that is why he was punished for that. So number one, that was the first sickness. And number two, because he pushed Gechazi away, even though Gechazi was deserving of punishment, he shouldn't have been as forceful in pushing Gechazi away. B'shteyadayim means total pushing him away, as we'll see soon. And then the final, when he was sick, at the end of his life, so that might not have been a punishment, that was a schar. We know the Yaakov Avinu asked Hashem, you know, make me sick before I die, because he wanted to be Mitzaveh as Banav before he died. So Elisha also was sick before he died. Tana Rabbanan, very famous line, very crucial line in life about a lot of things. La olam te smol doche v'yimin mekareves. You should always push away with the left and bring close with the right. The right is the stronger hand. So that's why the bringing closer is always the what is primary. So yimin mekareves et smol doche. That's right here. Sota daf mem zayin. And the Ian Yaakov points out that the smol is put first because you push away, but right away you have to be mekarev. You have to be mekarev right afterwards. Right? That's a classic message in parenting. A classic message in chinuch. Classic message in relationships. Smol doche v'yimin mekarev. Unless there's a moshav leitzim or a specific problem like by when you have Lot and Esav and Yaakov and the Roe Lot, so there are times you have to be totally separate, but general, one has to be Yamin Mekarevis. And the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's idea of Tochacha is really very appropriate in this regard as well. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in his Sefer, Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, deals with the mitzvah of Tochacha, and he says Tochacha is from the word Hochacha, to prove. What's tochacha? Tochacha doesn't mean putting somebody down. Doesn't mean insulting someone. That's not tochacha. I can't believe you did this. You can't believe this. No. Tochacha means you prove to them and you show them that they're better than this. You lift them up. That's what tochacha is. Meaning, in the smol doche, you have the yamin mekareves. It means a proof, something that serves as a raya for evidence. It's called a hochacha, a proof. Prove to your fellow the wrongful path upon he embarks, the wrongfulness of his conduct. That's what tochacha is. Tochacha is proving that they're better than this. And that's why he says, Rav Aaron says that many times throughout Shas, when you have somebody talking that they did something that they're proud of, it says, anon. And if you have somebody who talks about something that they're not proud of, it's Ahu Gavra. They talk in third person about themselves. Ahu Gavra. Why? Because Everybody deep down has that pure pintle yid, that neshama tahora, and that's the anon every person. That's what Tochacha is showing and proving to them, that they have that anah. And the Ahu Gavra is just the Yetzahara, is just someone that's trying to hijack who they really are. We learn from this that within every person there are two personalities, he writes. In every individual there is the ideal personality, aspiring towards that which is sacred, noble, and worthy. And simultaneously every person is moved by certain animal instincts which lead him or her to sinful acts. The real personality is the one that is motivated by the lofty inclination, that's the ana, the I. And then he goes through the Gemara, we'll talk about Hashem in two daf from now. I'll mention it now, but maybe we'll get back to it. The last daf here, daf mem tes, where it says Di'ika Ana. Right, when we say that, we mentioned this before, that when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, Anava was Batar. Rabbi Yosef says, no, Di'ika Ana. What's Rabbi Yosef saying? Me? What do you mean? Is that a humble thing to say? So we've given two pshatim in the past, but another pshat is that there's the Ana in each and every person. Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, everybody has the power to do it. Everybody has a certain measure of humility, and therefore they could do it. And Rav Aaron writes, in every person there's a spark of humanity, latent, though it often may be. It's only because of certain frustrating experiences that the Ahu Gavra is able to penetrate the spirit of the real person. So there is in every individual the Ana, and that was the problem with Acher. Acher, right? The question is asked on the Gemara and Chagiga, right? There was a Baskol that Acher is not coming back. The Acher is not coming back, but Elisha ben Avuya could have come back. He would have realized only the Acher in him. That's Rav Aaron, but this is the exact message, I think, of Smol, Doche, and Yamin Mekarevis. That's what has to be done. Lo, back to the Gemara now, second to last skinny line. Lo ke Elisha shidachva legechzi b'shte yadav, not like Elisha, who pushed Gechzi away with two hands, v'lo ke Yeshua ben Prachya, shidachvu lechon mitalmidah b'shte yadav, and not like Yeshua ben Prachya, who also pushed away one of his talmidim with two hands. Elisha mai, so what was the story with Elisha and Gechzi, based on the story in Sefer Malachim? Dichziv, Naaman was a king who had saras, and Elisha healed him. And Naaman wanted to give him presents, but Elisha did not want to take them. So he walked away, and then Gehazi went and took them without his master's knowledge. So here we go. Vayomer Naaman, Hoel kaki karayim, please take it. Viksiv, and he didn't want to take it, and Gehazi eventually took it. Vayomer, he loves who Elisha, says to Gehazi, Lo libi olakasher hafach ish mial markav tolik rasecha ha'ez lakachas and akasev lakachas begadim v'zeisim ekramim v'tzonu vakar v'avadim shvachos. You took everything. I told you not to take anything. I didn't take it. Says the Gemara mishakel kulei hai. He didn't. The pasuk doesn't say he took all these kasev and begadim with shakil. He only took kasev and begadim. Why is Elisha saying this to him? Amar Reb Yitzchak bo sashah Elisha osek b'shmona shratzim. At that moment, Elisha was involved in shmona shratzim, which are the tamei animals. Amar lo rasha higiach es lito schar shmona shratzim. It's time for you to take the schar of shmona shratzim, meaning the tumah that you are involved in. Right? Rashi says he was dealing in perak shmona shratzim. But what's lito schar? Basically, you're taking your schar in olam hazeh. Right, Rashi, Yigia Eis Lito Schar Torascha Ba'olam Hazeh. Doesn't mean that he wasn't learning Shmona Shratzim. The Rebbe was learning Shmona Shratzim. V'tzara'as Naaman Titvak B'chol B'zaracha L'olam. And the Tzara'as of Naaman will be with you forever. V'arba Anashim Ayu Mitzara'in. And even the story later on in Malachim, a couple of Prakim later, the four Mitzara'im, the Haftorah for Mitzara, Amar Reb Yochanan, Zegechazi, V'shloshes Banav. That's referring to Gehazi and his kids. They got the Tzara'as of Naaman. Elisha went to Damasek. Why did he go there? Amar Reb Yochanan shalach lach zero legechzi b'tshuva. Because after he rejected Gehazi, so he says, I'm going to try to bring him back. V'lo chazar, Gehazi didn't want to come back. Amar lo chazar becha. Please. Amar lo kach v'kubal nimimcha. No, you taunt me. You told me that I have no hope. Call me shachata v'echlias arabim. Ein maspik and biyodol asot tshuva. Whoever sinned and caused other people to sin, then he's not going to get a chance to do tshuva. And that's what I did. So therefore, I'm not coming back. Who, really? What does this mean? He can't do tshuva? So this is the Rambam and others. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that a person could reach such a level that the punishment could be that Hashem will not allow him to do tshuva. That, of course, is the Rambam. That's how the Rambam explains. Vayechazek Hashem is leif paro, that if somebody is such a rasha, even though tshuva is open to everybody, but if somebody is such a rasha, then they could reach such a level that Hashem will prevent him from doing tshuva. Again, it's very unusual, but that is one of the one of the Yesodos of the Rambam. Who brings this up? The Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Ches. The Mishnah tells us, Kalmazaka es harabim, ein chet bal yado. If anybody's mazaka the rabim, he's protected. V'chala machti es harabim, ein maspikin biyado laso tshuva. This line of the Gemara. If anybody's machti the rabim, then he's not going to do tshuva. Ein maspikin biyado laso tshuva. Who is that talking about in the Mishnah? The Mishnah gives examples. Moshe Rabbeinu zacha v'zikas harabim, zachos harabim talui bo. And who's the example of the other? Yeravam. Yeravam chata v'hechlias harabim. We'll talk about Yeravam more soon. Chet harabim talui bo. So Yeravam was choti umachti. The chet harabim was tola in him. So the Tosfos Yontif on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, what does it mean in maspikin biyado laso tshuva? So the Tosfos Yontif says, on the Pashas, I can't believe that it means that Hashem is not going to let him. He says, Klomar ein mesayin lo. There's a special siyua. The second that anybody starts doing tshuva, Hashem helps him. Hashem pulls him back. Right? That's usual. That's what it means here. If somebody's machti the rabbim, you're not going to have the special siyata deshmaya of Hashem helping you to do tshuva. Mashayeki in the shar over yaveira. Kishiyitin al libo lashuv, vadai davi bechlal, balatar mesayin lo. But that's the pashas that I would say, or that's how I would want to understand the Mishnah. But then he notes the Rambam doesn't say this. Avala Rambam pirishi yimna umina tshuva. You're going to prevent him, not just give him the added help. You're going to prevent him from doing tshuva. Kinyishinemar, right? Chazek Hashem is leif paro. Right, and he says, like Hashem hardened his heart. Sheyesh chet sheraui leheonesh alav. Al kapanim lefichach yimna uhu Hashem yisbarach mei atshuva kedei sheyavo alav onesh haroilo. So he gets the onesh. That's the Tosfos Yontif, how he would understand the Mishnah and how he acknowledges the Rambam understands the Mishnah, that he prevents him in maspikin biyado. Right, that's the Mishnah. That's the word Gechazich said in maspikin biyado. That's the two different dais. The Maharsha, where this parallel Gemara comes up in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin, notes there that there are malachim created by every mitzvah and every aveira that we do. So when a person does so many averas and he's even machti others, then those malachim prevent him from doing tshuva. They're just so strong that he's not able to overpower them back. That's the marsha there. Ubore kol chet ose ubore malach v'ruach ra lefi pu'ulaso v'yalkena machti arabim kol ruchos roz shenivru mechet on tuluyim bo. All the malachim created by all the averas of everybody else that I caused to sin. That's what's gonna preventing me. Rashi there in Sanhedrin has a different shot. Rashi says, you know why? Am I speaking? Because it's not appropriate. If he's gonna do tshuva and all the people that he caused to sin don't do tshuva, he's gonna be sitting in Gan Eden. They're gonna be in Gehenna. That's not fair, right? It's his fault. They're also holding him responsible. So that's why another reason. Am I speaking? Back to the Gemara. So my Ovid, what did Gehazi do? What did Gehazi do that he caused other people to sin? Ika da Amri Evan Shoeves Talalachatas Yeravam. Yeravam ben Avad had made an egel for people to worship. And what did Gehazi do? He put a magnet. He put metal plates in the egel and he put a magnet on the roof. So then what did he do? It went up. It looked like it was flying. Like it was flying, and therefore he got people to believe that it was really a god and it had special powers. Right? Evan Shoeves is a magnet. The Ben Yoyada explains it here too. Nirashu chiber evan shoeves gedola harbe betikra shalacheder shomed sham pesel yeravam. He put it in the roof. Shehinicha lamala mirosh pesel asumi barzel. The nimsa leini haro en a pesel omi bavir. It looked like it was flying. The alva bishloi batzer sheish gdolim she kiru barmazu. Yes, there were a few people that obviously was smart enough to see through it. Achvadai rov amadara loi vinuzos harama vitolach shov sheish pesel mamish chas v'shalom shomed bavir. That's what he did. He got them to believe because he made it fly. Ika da Amre, or the Gemara says, Shem Chakak La Apuma. He engraved the Shem Hashem on its mouth. Vaisomeres Anochi Veloyelacha. And he got the animal, the eagle, to say Anochi, as if to believe in him. The Ika da Amre, third pshat, Rabbanan Dachami Kameh. Gehazi had prevented people. Similar lahavdil, but similar to what Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't let people come into the Beis Medrash. So Gehazi also did not let Rabbanan come to Elisha Dechsiv, because the pasuk says right after Gehazi was thrown out that Vayomer Bnei Anavim El Elisha Hineyam Akom Asher Anachnu Yoshim Sham Lefanecha Tsar Mimenu. It's too squishy in here. What is that mashma? Michal Da'ada in Alav Idachik. Before this, it wasn't squishy. It wasn't tight. So those are three pshatim of the chet. So even the third one isn't even like the first one. It's like mamasha causing avodah zara, the first two. But the third one is just that he prevented people from being close to Elisha. And that's enough of a machti. Machti means if I don't allow people to get close, not just if I actively distance them. That's the story, that's the first example of small doch of Yimei Karevis. Don't be like Elisha who pushed Gehazi away with two hands. And number two, not like Yehoshua ben Prachya that pushed away a student, one of his students, the mysterious student. Let's see what the Gemara says. Yeshua ben Prachya Mahi, Kidavi Katil, Yanai Malka Larabanan. When Yanai Malka, Yanai killed out all the rabbis, Shimon Beshetach Atmenu Achtis, his wife, who was Shimon ben Shetach's sister, hid Shimon ben Shetach, hid him and saved him. Rav Shimon ben Prachya, Azal Ark Lachzan Yosha Mitzrayim, Shimon ben Prachya, went, and he ran away to Alexandria, Gavi Shlama, when there was peace, Shalach Ali Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon ben Shetach sent him, and wanted to tell him he could come back to Yerushalayim. Mini Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, Lecha Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, you're in Alexandria, I'm in Yerushalayim, Achosi, Ba'ali Sharui B'sochech, your husband, Ba'ali, my husband is sitting amongst you, Vani Yoshem Shomema, and I'm here all desolate. It was in code. Amar Shmami, no, Avili Shlom, it must be this peace. I have to go back to Yerushalayim. So that's what he did. Kiyasa, Iklalu, Shpiza, he came to a certain inn. Kam Kamayu, Byakra Shaper, they gave him such covet. They stood in front of him. Avili Yakra Tava, the whole time they were waiting on him hand and feet. Yasiv, Kamishtabeach, Kamenach, San Yezu, what a great host, what a great people here. It's amazing. And one of the students said, Rebbe, she's not so beautiful. Einea terutos. Her eyes have problems. Einea terutos. Something wrong with her eyes. He was just talking about her midos and people who work there. But this student said, oh, where was his head? Amalei Rasha. Bekachata osek. You think I'm talking about her physical beauty? That's where your head is. Afik arba mea shipuri v'shamte. He took out literally 400 shofaros. It means he put him in chayrim. Put him in chayrim. Kol yoma asalakami v'lokibli. And every day he came back. And he didn't accept him. He didn't feel like he was being honest, and he really wanted to come back. Didn't feel right. Rashi says shrutos, by the way, are agulos, and as he says, you're osek in this mistako beishas ish. Rashi is on the top left. So yom achad avi kankari kriyashma. Finally, one day, Yeshua Baraka was saying kriyashma asal kameh. He came to him havi medati lekvule. That day, he was going to accept him. Shimon ben Prachya was going to accept him back. Ach v'libiyadei, but he motioned to him to kind of like say, like, not now, I'm saying kriyashma. Savar mitchidachi le, but he understood that to mean, he's driving me away again. And that day was the last straw. Azal zakav levinasei palcha. He stood up a brick and he worshipped it. Meaning he started doing avodah zarah. It's not because of that day. Right, he was ready to do it anyway. You can't blame it on Shimon ben Prachya. But amalei chazar b'chav. Shimon ben Prachya afterwards went and said, okay. Omar lei, no, kabu kubani mimcha, I already know from you, kol achote umachli esarabim, eima speakin biyadol asa tshuva, I'm not gonna have a chance to Omar Mar, because we say, our Gemara does not have another word after Omar Mar, just ask, kishe, vehesis, vehidiach, vehefti is Yisrael, why, we learned that he was machashev, and he was mesis, mehidiach, and he caused, Am Yisrael to be chote, right, that is the, Gemara. So, who is this mysterious Talmud? So this is one of the Gemaras in Shas that might be talking about Yeshu HaNotzri, right? The founder of Christianity. The Tosas Arash here is Girsa in the Gemara has him, right? Kida Amrinan, instead of Amar Mar, Kishev, Kida Amrinan, Yeshu HaNotzri, Kishev, Vihidiach, Vihisis, Es Yisrael. And says the Tosas Arash, that's another edited Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Nigmar Adin. Shetalu be'erev Pesach. Obviously, the Tozer Rosh had that Gemara. She'oso, he said there were two Yeshus. There was one earlier. This one, she'oso ha'yav yimei hilni amalka slavach l'chorben abayis. That one was next to Chorben Abayis. Yeshua ben Prachya ha'yav midaras bishon. This is much earlier. This Gemara is much earlier, so this can't be talking about Yeshu, who lived after the Chorban, though the one that is known as Yeshu at that time, living 150 years after the Chorban Abayis. This must be a different one earlier that lived in the time of Yanai during the Greek dynasty, which was during Bayesheni, which was earlier. Either way, this might be one of the Gemaras that referred to him, or one of them, v'chulu. Tanya, last line, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, putting it all together, Yetzer Tinok Ve'isha, when it comes to our Yetzahara, we gotta push it away and bring it close, or dealing with children, or dealing with spouses, dealing with wives. There's a delicate balance. All these relationships are very delicate. That's what the message of the Gemara is. Right? We have to channel. Even the Yetzahara. The Yetzer has to be channeled. Right? We can't derive the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Remember, it talks about when the Anshei Kedeshes HaGedola killed out the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. That's why we don't have a taiva anymore to bow down to trees. And they locked up the Yetzer Hara for Arayos. And lo and behold, they checked and there were no eggs laid. And they said, this can't be. So they blinded it and they let it go free. Because the Yetzer the taiva has a certain job, right? We have to channel it properly. We have to makadesh it, but we can't just reject it totally. That's the small doche, the yamin mekarevis. That's the three. The yetzer, tinok, ve'ish. Okay, we are back to Egla Arufa, which is this last major sugya in Masechta Sota. Nimsa ha-horeg achelo nerfa. If the murderer was found before the Arifa occurs, before the neck is broken, or Egla, could go free. The cow walks, right? If the murderer is found, this is only done for a suffix, so if the murderer is found beforehand, teitze v'tira be'eder. Rashi notes here, important Rashi, top left, skinny line, v'haitana lesle, hadarmina b'kama duchti, this tana must not hold what it says elsewhere, egla arufa ne'asra mechayim. Egla arufa becomes usher even while it's still alive. It's Asr Bahana. V'yiridasal anachaleisan osarta. This Mishnah says, even after it's anachaleisan, if you then find the murderer, it goes out. And it's mutter. So Rashi says, this Mishnah is against the other Tanaim. Other Tanaim that hold that, no, the yiridal anachaleisan osarta, they would say that right when it goes down, even if the murderer is found, it's still Asr Bahana. The problem with this idea is the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchos Rotseach, the Rambam Paskins on the one hand, that you redussel and nachal he osarta, but the Rambam also paskins that if you find the murderer before it's ne'araf, before you do arifa, the animal goes free. Right? That is and it goes teitze v'tira be'eder. Two halachas away from each other. The Rambam obviously did not, he wanted us to see one in light of the other. The Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah is already bothered by this. And he quotes the Tshuvas of the Rashba, and the Rashba says, I have no idea what the answer is. So the Rashba says. The Rashba quotes the Rashba, and he says, Kigam be'eina yipala, shuzicha shtara lebeitrei. He's quoting a two opposite shitas. V'tarachti laham idvara v'lo yacholti. Aval ma'aseh. But what am I supposed to do? V'harayvin lo chalak alab hazeklum. The Ravid didn't say a word about him. So the Rashba basically saying, there must be an answer, because the Ravid never, doesn't jump on the Rambam if there's a possibility to jump on the Rambam. And here he didn't. So the Kesef Mishnah explains it must be, it doesn't say like Rashi here. The Kesef Mishnah says it must be that even if you say that the Yerida Lanachal is the Oseres, that's only Al Tznai. That's only a tznai, that eventually this turns out to be the beginning of the Arifa. But if it doesn't turn out to be the beginning of the Arifa, because you find, so then Memela, retroactively, you will say that it is not Nesar. And the lumdus of that is discussed by Rav Yashiv here. Rav Yashiv says, let's see, according to the Manta Amar that says, Yerid Dolanachal is Oseris. What does that mean? Does that mean that right when it went to the Nachal, it's designated, and designated is enough to Aser it? Or no, it's more than that. Right when it goes on to the Nachal, that's the first step of the Arifa. That's considered Haschalas Arifa. And even if you don't actually do the Arifa, it's going to be Nesar. So maybe the Rambam holds the former. And that's why he says what he says, even though Rashi might hold the latter. Okay. That's the first line. So, Misha, if you find the Ori before the Nerfa Egla, he's if they're a bather. Misha Nerfa Egla, T cover bim coma. But if the Arifa was already done, so that's me buried. It's Aser Banosh, Al Savik Bas, Mitchilasa. It originally came Mishum Safik, Kipra Sveka Vahalchala, and the Safik is Getsa Kapara, and that's it. And then it's already labeled. Nerfa Egla Vachach Nim Sahareg, if you did it, and then you find the murderer, Azaria Hareg, right? The murderer is not off the hook because you did Egla Rufa, right? He's also Chayamisa. He's already Chayamisa. Eidachad Omer Ra'isi is a Hareg. Eidachad Omer Lo Ra'isa, if one person says, I saw the Hareg! And the other one says, Lo Ra'isa. Isha Omeris Ra'isi, V'isha Omeris Lo Ra'isa. One woman says yes, one woman says no. Haya Orphan. They cancel each other out and you still do the Arifa. Eid Echad Omer Ra'isi, Shnayim Omerim Lo Ra'isa. If one says, I saw two, say, you didn't. So Haya Orphan also, because the two cancel out the one. Shnayim Omerim Ra'inu V'echad Omer Lohen Lo Ra'isa. Two says, I saw, and one says, I didn't see. Well, one says, you didn't see. Lo Haya Orphan, then they wouldn't do the Arifa because two people recognize. And the halacha is, is, it has to be nobody knows. If somebody knows anywhere in the world, as we'll see, there is no arifa done. What happens? You have to ask the Minchas Chinuch a fascinating suggestion. What if the murderer walks in? Says, I did it. Well, we don't know if he's the murderer. He says, I did it. Says the Egel Arufa. If he says, I did it b'shogeg, then you believe him. There's no arufa. If you say he did it b'mezid, ain't other mesim asmo Russia, and we just throw him out of court, and we do the arifa. And the Minchas Chinuch says, ze pashut. It's not so pashut for others. The Avia Ezri of Shach writes in Hilchas Rotzeach, he says, what are you talking about? Einad de Mezon Asa Rasha means if you trust the act occurred, but he's not going to believe that he's pasal le'edus. But regarding all other halachas, here, you not, somebody knows. Right? The halach is lo no damihiko, but here somebody is yadamihiko. So therefore, the Avia Ezri says, I don't think what the Minchas Chinuch says is so pashut. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. So now we get to the last ideas of Maseches Sota. Misha Rabu Haratzchanim, Batzla Egla Rufa. When the murder came so rampant, the Egla, they stopped doing the Avoda of Egla Rufa. Misha Ba Eliezer Ben Dinai, Vitzchina Ben Prisha, Hayanikra. These were murderers, and when they were so rampant, Chazir the Krosa Ben Aratzchan, they used to call him, Ben, someone who's always murdering. Misha Rabu Amanafim, Basku Maim Amarim, and when adultery became so common, they stopped using the Sota waters. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai of Sikon, he was the one. Shneema, the pasuk says, "Lo efkod al benosechem ki tiznena." I will not check out and examine your daughters because they're doing znus. Al kaloseichem ki sina fena ki heim im banos yifaredu. Right? Because there's so much niyuf, so I'm not going to check. Hashem says, though, so the water isn't going to work. Mishamesi Yosi ben Yehuzer is tredav. Yosi ben Yehuda is Yerushalayim. When these two zugos and the zug when they died, butlu eshkolos was the last people who were called eshkolos. Well, if they see in the Gemara, what does eshkolos mean? Shenemar ein eshkol echol bikura ipsa nafshi. Rashi notes that during their time, that's when up until that time there was no machlokas. Important Rashi. Ad yemeyam lo haya machlokas b'chachmi Yisrael. Kulon haya omim dvarim kenesin asa l'moshe misinai. There was no machlokas. And this was the first machlokas after they died, as the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, on Daf Tezayin, as Rashi quotes, also discussed in Beitza. Fine. Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol have your Odoi Samaiser, other things that were bottled at a certain time in history. Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped Vidui Meiser. We mentioned already back earlier in the Masechta, why is it called Vidui Meiser? If it's all about what I did was correct, I've done everything that I was supposed to do, right? Why is it called Vidui? So we mentioned the Sfarno, who says maybe it's a reference to the Chet Egel, right? Because earlier we were supposed to give the Matanas to the firstborns, and now we have to give it to the Levium. So instead of giving it to our firstborn, we're saying, I've done everything, but it's really connecting to the Chet Egel because we should give it to the first, we should have given it to the firstborns. That's a little vidui. Avu batel samor and mesanokfin. He was also mevatel, the ones who awakened, and the nokfin. Well, b'zashem siyat tomorrow's daf, what that means. Ad Yamav, also, until his days, Hayapatish Makeb Yushalayim, up until his days, until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, there was a Patish in Yerushalayim, we'll see that's referring to Cholamoed, Ubi Yamav, Ein Tzarech Lishal Al Tamai. And also in his day, nobody ever had to ask about Tamai. We'll also have to see on tomorrow's daf what that is, because he was misakein that anyone who buys from an Am Aretz has to be Ma'aser, so there's never any Shail anymore. He just had a Chiyiv to do it. Tana Rabbanan, here we go. How do you know if you did Egla Ruf already, and then you find the murderer, he's not off the hook. The land will not get a kapara until the murderer is taken care of. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Rotzeach, the avera of murder, in terms of society, is the worst. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Rotzeach, talking about kippah, we know that usually we don't have such a concept of jail in halacha, except by Mishnah Sanhedrin, by murder. That's the Rambam says in the fourth parak of Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam says, Ava b'sheish avonos chamurin mishvichas damim. Even though the averos per se, you might find some more chamer than murder. Ein bohen ashchasas yishuvo shel olam kashvichas damim. Nothing destroys society as much as shvichas damim. Afilu avodah zarah. Ve'en sarach lomar arayos ochil shabbos ena kashvichas damim. She'elu avonos hi me'averos shemin olam hakadosh baruch hu. Avo shvichas damim me'averos shemin olam ve'en chavero. He puts arayos between him and Hashem. V'chein kol mi she'ish biyado avon zeh hariyu rasha gamur ve'in kol ha'mitzvah she'asa kol yamav shkulin k'neged avon zeh v'lo yatzilu oso min adin v'chulu. And he learned from Achav, who was over to Avodah Zarah, v'chulu. But that is the important Rambam, but that's what it says here, right? Gotta kill the murderer. Eid echad omaris yez ahore v'chulu. Time of the machishle. The reason that we do it is because it's one in one. Halo machishle. But if he wasn't uchash eid echad mehemen, if one person said, I know who did it, we would not do our rifa. Why? I mean, on immediately, there's honor abana lo, right? Usually, what's the question? Usually, you need two edim. So, minon immediately, there's honor abana lo, no dami iko, ha no dami iko. If somebody knows, afilu echad besofa olam lo, ha you orphan, you wouldn't do our rifa. And that's the Avi Ezra's kasha on the Minchas Chinuch. The one person knows, right? If the Baal Dover comes. You might say, the lumdus behind that might be is somebody about themselves, on Ogeva Dover. Is that apostle aid? Is that not a shame aid? Right, there might be lumdis between the machlokes achronim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but continuing, if the Sanhedrin witnessed somebody commit a murder, vein makir and osa, shlohaya orphan, they don't recognize him, they wouldn't do arifa, tamalom ravein ein elaro, valaro, they saw it, so therefore there's no arifa done. Hashta to amrit eid achan mehemein, so in the next 10 lines we already had earlier in the Masechta. So we're just going to go through them. But remember, we had him earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph. Hashad Amrin Eid Echad Me'emen. Now that we said that one eid is believed in this context, Idach Chad Hechimati Machishle. Once one eid says, I saw us, how could the other eid come and contradict? V'yomar Ula. Ula said, Kol Makom Shemin Torah Eid Echad Arikan Shnayim. Wherever the Torah says, you need an eid, one eid echad is believed, one eid is believed, he's believed as two. Vein Darav Shalachan Makom Shnayim. So right when the first eid comes, he's two. So maybe the girsa is changed. Rabbi Chiya Amar, as Rabbi Chiya said earlier, Tani Hayu Arfin. No, you do Arifa. Rabbi Chiya Kasha de Ula. Does he not hold of Ula? Lo Kasha Kan Bavasachas Kan Bezecherze. No, it depends. If they come at once, so there's never a chance for the first aid to be considered too. They came Bavasachas, but so that's where you will believe the second eight equally. But if they come as Zacharze, you're right. That's where the first one would be too. The big Ritva we discussed in Yevamos, Daf Peches, whether the Ula's din is only in a place where you usually need two, or even in a place where you only need one. So that by Darash of Erva. That's what we discussed there in the huge footnote that we had there in Yevamos Peches. We discussed this back here in Sota Daf Lamed Aleph. Tanan. But now we have the same shakla v'tari. Eidachad Omer Reisi as a horig. V'shtayim Omerim lo Reisa. But the Mishnah says if one eid says I saw the horig, and two people say you didn't see the horig, hayu orphan, they would do arifa. But if it would be hachad v'chad, mashba that if it would be one against one, lo hayu orphan, they wouldn't do arifa. Tiyufta Rebbe Chiya, Kasha Rebbe Chiya, who said that you, the Gersan of Mishnah is that you would do arifa. One second, the Taimeich says the Gemara back, but the Mishnah itself is contradictory. Ema Seifa. Shaim Omer Ra'inu Be'eid Echad Omer Lo Re'isem Lo Hayu Orphan Hachad V'chad Hayu Orphan. So the Mishnah is contradictory. So Ela Mathisa Kule B'Psule Eidus Ukad Reb Nechemya. The Mishnah has nothing to do with Ula. It's talking about Psule Eidus. According to Reb Nechemya, who says, the Amar, Kol Makom Shemina Tzor Eid Echad Halach Achar Rav Deos. Whenever an Eid Echad is believed, you go by the majority of opinions. V'asu Shtei Nashim B'ish Echad K'Shnei Anashim B'ish Echad. Two women will beat a man, just like two men beat a man. And that's what happens here. So even if one is kosher, two are not kosher, you go after Rov Deos. That's what the Mishnah means. Ve'ika Damri, or modifying Rabbi Nechemya, Kalecha da'as eid echad kosher me'ikara. If one eid comes originally, afilu me'anashim ki'echad damyin. Even if one eid comes originally, then even 100 women, it would be equal. They wouldn't win. You don't go by Rov Deos there. It's within Psulim you go by Rov Deos. And this is what Reb Nechemya says. Reb Nechemya Omer Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Halach Achar Rov Deos Va'asu Shtei Nashim Bi'isha Achas Kishnei Anashim Bi'ish Echad. Two women and one woman, two men versus one man. Those are equal. Aval Shtei Nashim Bi'ish Echad Ki Palga U'Palga Dami. Then it will be equal. But the case in our Mishnah is where the first one was a Psula. Why do you have to say both cases then? Okay, that's a review of Ula and Reb Nechemya as we had earlier. So now we have the end of the last couple of dafim of the Masechta, all about Misha Rabu, this happened, Misha Rabu, that happened, and other fascinating inyanim. So let's start. Misha Rabu Harotzchem, L'chulu, Tana Rabbanan. Misha Rabu Harotzchem, Batleg Arufa, they stopped doing Egla Arufa when there were so many murderers. Why? L'vishayna ba el ala safek, because it's only brought from a safek. Misha Rabu Harotzchem, Begalui, Bala Egla Arufa, says the Meiri, because generally we could guess who's doing it, right? We might not know exactly, but we know which group of people. You need a Safi Gomor to perform Egla Rufa. The Ian Yaakov says, there's another pshat I'll mention, And that is because we didn't want to have so much of Eretz Yisrael, Aser Bahana, right? Because the whole Nachal Esam becomes Aser Bahana, the area. So we didn't want to have too much of it. There were so many murderers, so we stopped doing it. Misha Rabu Anovin Vechulu, Tanur Rabbanan. Why did they stop doing Mesota, the topic of this Mesechta, as follows. Tanur Rabbanan, Veniko Ishmei Avon. Bismacho Ishmenuka May Avon Amayim Both Knes Ishto. When the husband is clean, then the water is bodek the wife. Then it doesn't work. So that's why. If there's so much Neif going around, we assume the man is not clean. The Omer, and the Brisa says, Lo efkar abano seichem kitiz nena, v'chulu. My, the Omer, what does that extra pasuk add? V'chitem avon di day in, de b'neo de barat bante lo. And if you say only his sin will prevent the water from working, but not his kid's sin, tashma, lo efkar abano seichem kitiz nena, v'al kalo seichem kitini afena. So you see, even the children's sins could prevent the water from working. Ask the Tosas Arash, ask the Meiri, why should that work? The father's clean. So the Meiri says, no, if the kids are acting and the father is not being moche, that's a reflection that he's probably doing things also. Right, that's the connection. It's the father's sin. But his lack of protest against the children is what tips us off about his own behavior. And if you only think it's Eshes Ish problems, but not Pnuya, Tashma, Kihim, and Azonos, Yifaredu, Va'im, Hakdeshos, Yizabechu, Vigomer. Period. Right, so whenever any of these illicit societal behaviors continue, no more mesota. My v'im amo yavin yelaveit, the an that doesn't understand will stumble. Amar Belazar, Amla Nabil Yisrael, im atem akpidin al asbachem, mayim bothkin v'nisho seichem. If you watch yourself, then the water would work with your wives. V'im lav, in a mayim bothkin, nisho seichem. Fine. So that was about Niyuf, that was about Ritzicha. Misha Rabu, now many other Misha Rabus that weren't in the Mishnah. Misha Rabu, Ba'alei Hana'a, when the Ba'alei Hana'a became many, Nis'avsu Hadinim, V'nis'kakol Amayisim, all din became crooked. Why? Rashi explains because people stopped being ma'ayin properly. They were just interested in gashmias and hana, and they weren't figuring out the halacha. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Agdama de Igres Moshe, to be a posig, you have to sit there, b'kovid rosh, b'miyut hana, and sit there, b'yirat shemayim, and focus on the din. If not, then you can't be a posig. So Rav Moshe knows this. This is the opposite of a ba'al hana. So nis'avsu adinim, nis'kalkul amaisim, ve'noach ba'olam, and there's anarchy in the world because the dayanim aren't acting properly. Misha rabu roi panim badin, when people accepted bribes, but telo sagiru, nobody was scared of dayanim any. The dayanim weren't scared of people anymore because they would just get paid off. Upazag lo sakiru, the iser of bribery, uparku ol shamayim, v'nasnu aleim ol basar v'adam. No more mora of shamayim. When people used to whisper in din and be able to get on the good side of the dayan, Rabba Charanafi Israel, Hashem was very angry. And the Shekhinah left because Hashem sits amongst judges. If the judges are being crooked, Hashem is not going to stay. Right, that's used in halachic terms also. One of the suggestions the Ramban has to explain Kasher Zamam, the low Kasher Asa, is if they actually went through it, Hashem wouldn't have let it happen. So it must be that he must have deserved it for some other reason. But if the Dayanim are acting crookedly, Hashem leaves. Misha Rabu Acharei Bits Am Libam Holech. When people followed their bribes, when there was many, Rabu Omrim La Ratova La Tovra, people just kept mixing up what appropriate behavior was. Misha Rabu HaOmrim La Ratova La Tovra. And when that started, Rabu Hoi Hoi Ba'olam, woe, woe to us, woe to us, the world exclaimed. Meaning everything was out of control. Misha Rabu Moshe Arok, when Gaiva, Moshe Arok, people who spit at a distance, meaning it's a reflection of Gaiva, Rabu Hayihirim, and Ismatu al Talmidim, right, Talmidim, people interested in learning weren't great because people thought they knew everything. And the Torah looked for people to learn it because nobody was studying it. Misha Rabu Hayihirim, Ischilu Benos Yisraeli, Nasi Lihirim, the Jewish girls started marrying them. Why? Because they didn't realize. Shein Dorena Roa El Lefnim. Right? They couldn't see underneath the surface. They thought these were great guys, but really there was no substance. Really? Aini, is it really true that Bali Gaiva attracts people? V'yamramar, my Haiman de Miyaher, afilu and she basilo mikbel. People who are arrogant, people, even in their own family doesn't like them. Shenemar, gever, you hear, v'lo yinve, afilu benavishalo. So Gemara answers, Meikara Kofsale, they married them, but then they realized what they got themselves into. Lebasov Mitzalalai, when they really got to know them. Misha Rabu, Matile Malai, Abali Batim, when the judges started doing business with Balabatim and giving them their investments, they realized that they could give money to these judges. Rabba Hashochad, Vatayas Mishpat, Upaska Tova, all goodness in the world, stat because Mishpat was overturned. Misha Rabu, Makable Tovascha, Umachzekeni, Tovo Seich. When there was many people, I'll do good for you, you do good for me. Rabu Isha Yashar Beinav Yaseh. Shvalim Hugbu Vagvoam Hushpalu. Or the people that should be up or down, the people that were down were up. It was an Olam Hafach. Umalchusa Azlav Navla. And the Malchus and the government and the authority just went and the whole situation deteriorated. Misha Rabu Tsari Ayin Vatarfi Taraf. When people who were miserly became many, Rabu Ma'amsi Halev Vakopsi Yadayim Lahavos. Nobody lent money, nobody gave people presents. Va'avra Majikaza Batorah. And it was very prevalent, the Isser of Ishamar Lachavach Levachu Pen Vagomer. Usually it's before Shemitah, but here nobody wanted. This was the common behavior. Misha Rabu Natiyos Garun Mesakus Inayim. When people acted not in its Nias fashion, Rabu Amayim Hamarim, they first had many sotos, Elisha Pasku, but then they stopped because it got out of control, because the husbands also acted in this way. Misha Rabu Makabli Matanos, when people accepted inappropriate gifts, Nismatu Ayamim, Niskatu Ashanim, their life shortened. Sheikh Seyev Vesoni Matanos Yechyev, you hate presents, Yechyev. Misha Rabu Zechuche Halev, when the Zechuche Halev, right, when people didn't listen to their Rebbe, they tried, Rashi explains, they just made their own decisions. Rabu Machlokas Bi Yisrael. Because they didn't appropriately were Mishamish the Rebbeim. And what's an example of that? Misha Rabu Tamidei Shamei VeHillel. Shalosh Shimshu called Sarchan. Rabu Machlokes VeYisrael VeNasus Torkeshei Toros. That's why Beis Shamei Beis Hillel have so many Machlokos. Shamei and Hillel have very few. Beis Shamei Beis Hillel have many. And that's why you're not allowed to go like Beis Shamei, because the splintering of Torah would be even worse. Misha Rabu Makabli Tzedakim and Ovdei Kochavim. HaYisrael Malamala Vim Lamata. Yisrael Lefnim Vim La'achar. Yisrael was above and they below. Yisrael inside, they outside. This is a euphemism. Rashi says Lashon Saginar. It's the opposite, right? To be Makabli Tzedakim, that's a major halachic topic. But we shouldn't be dependent on others. We should be able to be dependent from within the Jewish world. And if not, it does not put us in good shape. Finally, Mishamesi Yossi, now getting back to the Mishnah. Mishamesi Yossi ben Yuezer, when he died, then Eshkolos died. My Eshkolos, Amar Yudam Shmuel, Ish Shakol Bo. Ish, a man that has everything in it. Rashi here says, Torah Ba'amita, Shakol Bo, Torah Ba'amita, Vein Dofi, Veshicho, Machlogas. You have an Ish Eshkolos, right? That's the phrase that people used to say, that he has everything. He has Allah Mindless, that's an Ish Eshkolos, but that on a real level was gone after Yossi ben Yoezer and his Yossi ben Yochanan, they died. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Two more Dafim, Bet Hashem, coming up in Meseches Sota.